street. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops hiss and clink. A fountain drink and urinals hanging on the walls. A stately home, a picket fence. That's not a place. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Nice. And this, there we go.
There we go. And this is, what are we on? This is
March 6th, 2017.
Are we looking at the ceiling?
Wait, we're actually having a little Facebook problem here.
Well, who cares about Facebook? Just talk.
Yeah, we're trying to get a good picture here, but no, we're not going to see nobody now. But Mom is working on it, so anyway. What's up, Adam?
Not much, man. How was your weekend?
It was real good. How was your weekend?
Good. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
What'd you do?
Well, Friday I didn't do much.
No?
Nope.
All right.
Saturday I saw you.
That's right. Right? And you know what? Saturday night, no, that band that we saw, well, that was
The Sound of Madness.
I got to tell you something. That's my buddy Eric, man.
Unfortunately, I missed that.
Oh, let me tell you something. These guys fucking kicked ass. I gotta tell you, they were playing like Disturbed, Avenged Sevenfold, Seven Dust,
yeah,
Sisters of the Down.
Who fucking plays that?
Yeah, I heard
like,
that.
Kill
heard,
Switch, Pentas.
They rocked it.
They no, they did more than they rock it, man. We got Eric on vocals, right? And when you got Ian on guitar and Matt Abate.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. This guy, AJ, I can't really pronounce his last name. I think it's Vickers.
Right.
This fucking guy has to be one of the best drummers I've seen.
I heard.
This guy rocked.
I heard he was fucking insane.
He was insane. Not only was he insane, but to play that hard for that long?
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Nice.
Really impressive. But, you know, we're almost getting this Facebook Live shit done here. Anyway, and the bass player, I'm not sure what his name is, Joe Ganey.
Yeah.
Awesome bass player. You know, if you guys are in the Long Island area,
check him out.
And get to check out Sound of Madness, make sure you do, because it's a must.
Yeah, Lost Boys rocked it too, man.
Lost Boys rocked it. And, you know what, Paul Treasure's band rocked it too, man.
Yeah, they were good.
Good.
Yeah, they were good. Good.
You know, good, but if you like punk, man, you did a punk band.
That was, which band was that? Suburban Decay?
Suburban Decay, yeah. That almost looks good.
How about a little...
Can you hand me that case, please?
Hold on. What happened? What?
Continue with the conversation. Don't mind me.
Mama Mayhem is doing mayhem stuff. So anyway, so that was a good night, man.
She's bringing the mayhem.
Why don't you tell us who we have calling in today, Adam?
Oh, we have the lovely Mr. David.
Lovely!
Lovely David Pierowitz.
And what does he do?
He builds insane choppers.
All right.
Bikes.
We're very, very excited to speak to him today.
Insane paint jobs the guy does.
But very excited to speak to him today.
And he's been in the scene. He's been in the scene forever.
Yes, and he will be down at Bike Week as well, Daytona. Which you're going to Bike Week, right?
Yeah.
And Margaret's going to Bike Week.
Unfortunately, I will just be missing his.
That can see my head.
Right.
His competition because he's doing that on the 15th.
Oh, he's doing it on the 15th.
Yeah.
It's lowered a little bit. Oh,
it's like
Mama Mayhem's working the cameras. You can't even see me. I'm like not even in the picture.
Hearing you is good enough.
That's as good as it's gonna get. So
right, that's cool. Fine with me. I'm good with that.
Look at you.
Nobody wants to see this ugly face.
All right, that's good for now.
So not good for now. You. I can always.
Nice.
I can always do this. You need to speak to me. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, yo.
We just lost the feed.
It's
no, I'm just saying shocking. Face the camera.
Oh,
it's Johnny Mayhem.
Would you say Johnny can't see his feet?
I haven't seen my feet in years, trust me. Anyway, so what's up, Mama?
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal?
Yeah,
all right. Uno punqueto.
Okay.
I had no fucking idea.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear you. Why? The mic even working?
Talking into the blue dot.
Yeah, she's low.
Yeah, it's low.
Why is it so low?
Johnny's loud.
I don't know. Why am I so low?
There you go.
Anybody got a punchline for
She's
that?
Bringing up.
She's moving on up
to the second floor.
So how was your weekend, Mama? What did we do on Sunday?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of tits and ass on
Sunday. You saw a lot of tits and ass, right?
God damn it.
I got some nice pictures of that. Ice motorcycle.
The ice bike.
I meant to put it on the website all weekend. I forgot.
I'm
asshole.
And,
somebody plug me in, Adam.
Who did that?
I can't do mine, so.
No, it's a jack.
Yep. Oh, great.
Good luck.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
So who did the ice bike?
The ice guy.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Softy.
No, I'll be able to hear Dave.
Unless you go sit over there for that.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I'll switch headphones with Adam. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Which is fine. But no, the Apple Ice.
Apple Ice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's an amazing, matter of fact, while you guys are talking, I'm going to put it on the off-site right now.
What?
The ice bike.
Why?
I have a picture of it. I'm going to put it on the website.
Why?
You got nothing better to do than to be on Facebook while we're on our show?
Well, I'm talking about the ice bike that you got to see. It's a life-size motorcycle made out of ice, and I think it's the fucking coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's actually even on its... three sections and right. They fuse them together.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It's outrageous.
It was three sections?
Three sections.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you would have sat on it, it would have been one.
Was,
well, they do that now. I mean, they've learned from errors because we've had some issues with the girls when they would get on the bikes and they would hold the handlebars and they snap right off.
Oh, really?
And a couple of Miss Full Throttle contestants went nosedive down. So not only did they end up with
I was wondering what you were going to say about the handlebars.
Right.
They hurt themselves a little bit.
Oh, I can imagine. Right. Yeah. And they have a cold puta. You know what I'm saying?
I said hoo-ha, not that other word.
Kuta. What's a kuta?
Puta. Puta.
I know what a punta is. I don't know what a kunta is.
No, I said puta.
I said kuta.
I said puta.
He's making up his own words.
Johnny, have you ever made up his own words when he's drunk?
Yeah. Steak and ease.
But anyway, I saw you there. Johnny came and showed support.
Yes,
and my other job.
Rod was there, showed support.
Dawn was there. I loved Dawn, even though I wasn't talking much because I was in frenzy mode at the food line because I got
you were in frenzy mode. That was frenzy mode.
Yeah, that was frenzy.
Somebody
Good God,
really
it's like
it's
almost like Sybil there for a second. Her head was spinning.
So it was pretty. Yeah, whatever. But then I got to hang out with all the hot chicks upstairs. Yes, because you know I am the mama, so
the
I
mom, to, that's right.
I had to keep those girls in line, ka-ching, and you know.
So was it Full Throttle, Miss Full Throttle crowned or no?
Yes, she was.
Oh,
yeah,
and if
cool.
You were there, you would know who it was. Adam.
I
know.
I guess I'll
but
just have
weren't.
To. I'll have
so
to wait.
So you're gonna have to wait for
till
the
new issue.
And,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And there is my
issue.
RUFK moment for the week.
Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna ruin it for Rod.
I turned around and said, "Hey, Rod, you want a beer? Hey, yeah, Adam."
Oh, no. No, but it was great.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty big turnout.
Are we getting any feedback on the Facebook
I'm trying
live.
To load up the internet
and sound and all that shit
up again, man.
I don't know.
Let me take a look.
I don't really care if anybody sees me right now. I'm really
I'm totally out of it. Though.
I'm two sheets to the wind.
I'm still hungover from you.
I'm actually here, folks. I'm really here.
What'd you do yesterday?
I beat off.
No, him.
Oh, him.
I shot down. Well, I went to the icebreakers for a few hours. Went home from
Didn't you go to some charity comedy show?
That
afterwards?
Was last night. We went for the Miracle Mile, Harley Davidson.
Nice.
At charity at Governor's, and that was outrageous. We had about, I'd say, 65 people from there.
Really? That kind of packs Governor's.
I
out.
Used to be a hog member from there, and I haven't been there for a while. But I have friends that still are.
Right.
So they told me to come. So we got the tickets, and we went. And it was outrageous. I've never been to Governor's.
Oh, it's
no?
It was a great night of comedy. It really was. And they have the Miracle Mile with us, you know, and for a good cause. I don't know what it was, but.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's all right, I give
good,
up over
good
here.
Promoting.
Good job.
Right?
I can't invite anybody today. I don't know what's going on with the internet.
I have no internet.
Tim Ford got his cigars. He's very happy.
Oh, wait. Oh, he got them
we
already?
Sound fuzzy. What do you mean fuzzy? Like,
well, that's Johnny normally, so.
I'm not connected to the internet.
Let me know if you still sound fuzzy. I kind of lowered that little thing down there.
John, you don't have it up on that one. So I was
oh,
going to say,
I am.
I'll cut mine out so Mama could have hers, but you don't have yours up. This I can't even. Mind that.
What are you talking
about?
Let
me shut mine off. Hold on.
I took the Wi-Fi.
You don't
off
have
on
the
phone.
Facebook Live up there like you did last week.
Oh, I'll do
so I can sit there and watch this one and let Mama have all the internet.
There you go.
I'm
out.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good. I just have the internet here on my laptop. I'm fine. This doesn't use a lot of juice. I'm good.
All right.
I got a signal now.
Okay.
I'm connected to the what is this? The FiOS ACOG.
And the password is.
Why don't you tell us a little bit what the Icebreaker Bash is all about? All
right. So the Icebreaker Bash every year, the magazine I work for hosts an event because basically everybody's waiting, especially on the East Coast. To get out and ride their bikes. So to kind of get everybody out from cabin fever and everything, we host an annual party every year, usually at the end of February, but this is the first time we did it the first Sunday in March because there was just so much stuff going on. And we invite all the, you know, all our fans, our readers, the clubs come out. It's nice.
Yeah.
And then we get all our crazy fans to sign up for these awesome contests.
It really is a great day.
It was fun as hell, man. Everybody, I have to say, it was our 15th anniversary.
Wow.
One. I've been with the magazine now probably, 8 years? Oh, going on 9 years, actually.
Okay.
Nice.
9 years. This February, the anniversary of Bike Week. Yeah, so 9 years. But
sweet.
Anyway, yeah, it was great. Everybody had fun. They signed up for the contest. Girls were showing their boobs. Girls were showing their butts. Guys were showing their butts, their fronts, their backs.
Fucking goddamn shoulder.
We've got a lot of trophies. The Joe Rock and the All-Stars was playing with Mark Mendoza.
Good set, man.
Yeah, they were great. Mark Mendoza, most of you know from Twisted Sister, the bass player.
Oh, he's a Twisted Sister?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Fuck you, asshole.
I was waiting.
Don't be my are you fucking kidding me, Mom?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now you got two of them?
I don't know what the other one was. Oh, yeah. Setting up.
I'm actually here.
No, we don't care.
We don't care.
Exactly. Nobody
cares, Juan.
I can move down. I can move down.
Epstein. Ooh, Mr. Carter. Nobody cares.
That was Horseshack.
Oh, Horseshack. Whatever. Juan was my... I like Juan. But anyway, so we had a lot of fun.
One Steve's mother.
Yeah. So there's videos circulating on Facebook around. I did live
hopefully,
video feed
hopefully,
from behind the scenes, pretty
right,
much.
Right.
Who were you behind?
I was behind everybody.
I was behind the food.
I was behind the booze. I was behind the butts. So it's... Bada bing, I was everywhere.
She's everywhere. That's Mama Duke's there.
Mama Duke.
What? This side of the door?
I'm Mama Mayhem.
Mama Mayhem.
That is
right.
Rectamundo.
That's right.
That was a cool event.
What's
really
up there,
was.
Tim Ford? How are you, sir? And John Frew, how are you?
He's down. He should be down in Daytona by now. He was packing up and heading down.
Oh, yeah.
Tim? He sent the bike down. He hasn't gone down there himself yet.
No, he threw the bike in the back of his truck. I mean...
No, did you read the post?
No, what happened?
It was his father going down early to do a little golfing, so Tim threw the mini bike in the back of his truck and sent them on their merry way.
Oh, so Tim, you're not even... you better be down there by Wednesday.
Nice.
Tim.
One side of the back of the truck was the mini bike. The other side looked like all golf clubs. And in between, I hope there was beer.
The golf bag was probably bigger than the damn mini bike.
Pretty close.
Probably.
True.
The driver was bigger than the front wheel.
Okay.
the music stopped downstairs. I can hear.
Well, let's not talk about music.
Music
is
our life. Music is our life.
Gets us to our gathering. And I actually kind of like the increase in the bass because I'm getting a vibration on my box.
Nice.
Sweet. So I am not complaining right
on
now.
On the box or in the box?
Oh, shit. Look out.
No,
and there you
and,
have it.
Tim,
and there you
I
have
hope
it.
You enjoy those cigars, and you definitely
that's
save
right,
a couple of them.
Can
you can turn your phone down?
No.
Yeah.
And stop breathing into the mic.
I'm feeling a lot better, though.
But nobody cares.
Better than
breathe.
What?
This is a nobody cares about Johnny show.
I know. No one gives a fuck about me.
Right?
I didn't get the memo, but I'm totally in agreement.
Thank you.
Fuck Johnny.
We got the circle. We got the circle
down.
We're off the air.
It's
we're
okay. We'll be on the air again.
The broadcast is interrupted, but fuck you, Facebook.
And people can hear you on the radio.
Yes, they can.
Still, and when it continues to get back on,
that's right.
It happens. It's the internet.
Yep, it's the internet.
Go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Yes, and you can check out the pictures I just put up on Ice Motorcycle, you got to check that out. Awesome. But, so Full Throttle puts that on every year, and it's an awesome event.
Mm-hmm.
They call it, like you said, the Icebreakers, because we're sitting there waiting to break that ice to get back
waiting
on
the
road.
Waiting to break that ice to break out our bikes, man, and freaking do what we got to do.
That's right.
You know? It's all good.
That's right. And,
There's a few rowdy souls there that rode out there yesterday.
There was quite a few. There's diehards, but I know a lot of people.
Right.
I know this kid, Dana, that rides 24/7. He's also an instructor for a motorcycle riding school. That's his everyday ride. Jack Eddington, that used to be the Patchogue
legislator.
That was his first vehicle, was a motorcycle, when he was in college.
Wow.
Before he got involved in politics.
What was that, the 1912 or the 1913?
No, don't make fun of Jack Eddington. We love Jack. He listens to us live in Florida right now. He's retired. Thank you. And he was also a huge supporter of Long Island Bait.
He was very good.
He led the safety rides a few years. He was great. But you find out all these interesting things about people
later
in
on.
Motorcycles. Because they were very affordable back then. And for a college kid, back in the, I'll say 60s.
But
that was a means of transportation. And there wasn't really a lot of cars on the road then. So
it was
a little bit safer to be a rebel. Now there's just too much damn congestion, and people just open their fucking eyes, please.
Yeah, really.
I joke about Jack because I'm from, I live in Medford, so I'm with the Patchogue Medford School District.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you bring up his name, everybody knows I'm going back like 100 years. It's like, holy crap. Even like great grand. Oh, I know Jack. That's why I said 1913.
Everybody knows
Jack Vidman and his wife.
Yeah, that great.
I know Jack shit.
Great people.
Yeah.
Well, is his wife's name Jill?
Oh, I think it was Patricia Eddington.
Nice.
And she was an assemblywoman.
She is.
She still is.
She still is.
No, wow. In Florida.
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe she is.
Do you look at that?
I have to message her, actually.
Two public servants that just won't give it up. I mean, they've just been doing it. Jack, for the love of the kids, he went into the legislature.
I may be wrong on that.
But is this a new real thing?
It is, because Jack was very... I remember Jack a few years back being very much in favor of biker laws. He became a very prominent spokesman with debate, worked with debate a lot. And what he did in this area for the schools and for bikers, and you have to commend the man. You really do. And yeah. Patricia also for the work that she
awesome.
Did.
And was instrumental in getting a very good relationship with the town, with the mayor of Patra.
The mayor of Patra,
yes. Yeah. The event every year, usually, and then awesome. The territory. Also, this is on a local level, but on a state level in each state, it's nice to have support from the local legislature.
Absolutely.
I mean, even, you know, with our presidency right now, okay, the vice president rides, okay, that's great. But to show some support for the motorcycle community yeah. as a whole in the United States.
Speaking of that, last week I brought up the topic about the guys from Harley showing up with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today, did anyone see what CNN posted today about that?
No.
No.
Oh, it must be true.
Well, I'm looking to go a little deeper into it because it kind of shocked me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that the CEO and everybody from Harley-Davidson showed up to meet Donald Trump was they were trying to push the legislation for corporate, you know, tax rebates and, you know, that the international taxes on the motorcycles. Like, a Harley-Davidson that's sold in Japan has a 74% tax increase.
Yeah, big time.
So Harley-Davidson is trying to get that wave. You know, that's something that we, the United States, imposed it on our own products.
Right.
So they went, apparently, and this is what I was reading today, they went to talk to Trump and kind of lobby him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And apparently Trump is actually standing behind this TPP legislation that everybody's going crazy about. And forgive me, I'm not up on everything right now. But it counteracts what Harley was there for.
Yeah.
So I was reading this and I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. Here I am, I'm thinking, wow, all right, Trump is going good. And he's backing something that now these guys are pissed at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, all he's pissed at Donald Trump.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, that's fucked up.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to find out more about this TPP thing because if this is going to cost, you know, international bikes.
Yeah, you know yeah.
Isn't that I'll when you toilet wanna... paper somebody's house?
No. I think we lost our
faith. Yeah, I think so too.
That's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. No biggie.
Well,
people
gonna,
here.
I'm
going to
go stand up and spread.
Stand up.
And spread your
stand
legs.
Up and shout. Stand up and shout.
So, what are you guys? Are we going? You going?
Do do away with the helmet law, and then I'd be impressed.
Oh, Trump?
Anybody?
Fail.
It should be.
Most of the states that have the helmet laws, it's kind of like a choice situation. And
right.
Something like that's got to come from the state level. But it's not going to come from the federal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, everything with
believe me,
transportation always needs to start.
New York will be the last fucking state that ever does away with it.
Well, just for the records, have you seen some of the people in New York? Whether they're riding or not, they need helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, fuck yeah. The potholes alone suck. New York.
Nah, this year it's actually pretty.
It died.
We've had a light winter, so we got nothing to complain about.
You know? I have to say they actually swept my street last week.
Yeah,
I was shocked. Really?
Yeah. And every pothole I've seen has been repaired. You know,
yeah,
reasonably
you know
quick.
Tonight,
you know?
When I was coming here, I stopped at 58. And usually, right coming out of the Dunkin' Donuts Sunoco there, 58, there's some huge potholes that I always, for years, I've been avoiding.
Yeah.
Tonight, I looked, I realized they were filled in. I'm like, the hell's going on?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
You know, it is. It's been such a light winter. I guess they're up on,
But wait a minute. I just thought of it. They just opened up that casino. They got to make the roads nice get to that casino because that's only a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
And have you passed that thing yet?
No.
Yes. Dude, no. It is mom.
Where is
like,
it? Hopug?
Hopug. Yeah. The old Atlanta.
Sheridan.
Yeah, the old Sheridan.
It's called Jake 58.
Jake 58.
It's and is it going to be, I guess it's going to be all digital, like resorts?
It's an all VLT or whatever. They only got like, I don't know, a couple hundred machines in there right now. But
That place is going to be,
I pass it all the time. That too.
they're spending all their money there.
Start talking about stuff from Daytona.
Absolutely.
Well, I was trying to get what you guys were done talking about gambling.
I wasn't talking about gambling. Talking about potholes.
What are you looking to do down in Daytona?
Somebody's calling.
We have a phone caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Do you have time to talk to Mike Axel?
Yes, we do. Mike Axel's on the line. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good.
Turn him up a little bit, John.
I'll turn you up a little bit.
What's going on, Mike?
631-560. Hey, not much. Calling in.
You don't have to call just to speak.
If you guys want any updates, what's going on?
Well, what do you got to tell us?
Yeah, what's going on, Mike?
You got about 10 minutes because I got a call.
We have a call coming in about 10 minutes.
What's going on,
Mike?
Brother?
What's
new? You know, same old, same old. We filed for our permit.
Right.
So, putting a lot of pressure on the state now with the attorney stuff.
Right. Okay. And
still moving forward.
Okay. Still moving forward. Okay. Now, what about the
still moving forward.
I know you sent me something yesterday. I got to open it for a second, but then I wanted to open it a second time, and I couldn't get to it.
It was an interview that Wide Open Radio done.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share it with you guys. It was a pretty good interview.
Oh, yeah.
They did a lot of research and everything like that on the event.
Right. So, yeah, I was able to open it, but then I couldn't open it a second time. So I wasn't sure what was going on there. So. All right, so you filed for permits?
Yeah, somehow I sent it on the link.
Anything new with people getting their money back yet, or?
Well, we did meet with the attorneys and everything. Some people got refunded, I think, on the credit card thing I originally sent you.
Right.
And then after dealing with the attorneys and everybody else, the event's still moving forward, so we're not doing no refunds.
Oh, really? Okay. So the event is still moving forward, so there will be no refunds. Yeah. Coming your way if you were looking
now, for now. If bands were canceled, it's like the attorney said, if we had a bunch of stunt shows drop out that wasn't paid or bands or whatever, you buy a ticket to see whoever it is, Lynyrd Skynyrd or whoever, as long as the event's still going on, you know, that's with Ticketmaster, Live Nation, all of them. So, you know, it's just a deal to where we're moving forward. We're getting ready to raise ticket prices as soon as this announcement's made, and then we're going to load up 30 country bands and move on.
So what happened at that press conference? Anything good?
No, it wasn't. We dealt with the press people and stuff, and we've been going back and forth so much, you know. And
hey, listen, Mike, we got another phone call coming. Mike, can you give us a call back next week because we got another phone call coming in that we're expecting. Okay, bro. So
that'll work.
We'll get back to you, man. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Bye. The locals, they know the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might work.
You know what?
Guess what? It's on my phone.
And it's off there.
Nice.
Oh, mama.
I can't believe it.
All right, Dave. Dave, if you're listening, call in.
Call in.
No, we have to call him. God damn it. I did that in my car. I was visiting my girlfriend.
That was a bad phone call. Anybody out there? I don't know what the hell's going on with the Nashville shit, so.
Has he announced a location yet? No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting to hear.
Oh, God. That's what I was going to ask him, but I guess it doesn't matter.
No. You're going to give it to me?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do? Instead of giving the number over the air, why don't you put it in my phone?
No, just dial this phone.
I don't know John and Denver's song. Sorry, I really don't.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. This show is really professional tonight.
It is, man. The number is
666-555-1212. Okay, you ready? Get back in position, I'll dial it. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was an open phone call.
That was.
1-800 your mom.
Call in when you don't want.
Right.
Unless he's calling in and saying, guys, here you go.
Right.
You know. Boom, that's the site. We've got the permits. Don't
okay.
Put in for permits. I'm sorry.
I'm pushing. All right, you ready?
Ready?
I'm ready. Oh, sorry.
Let me see those
sorry,
behind you.
Johnny. I've never heard you play.
Someone is ringing.
Try and get these to fucking work. Yeah, no problem.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Perowitz.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
How are you doing?
Good.
Right. Good. You all excited about Daytona and the upcoming paint show on the 15th?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
All right.
Yes, we're all set for the paint show, Perowitz Paint Show on March 15th. It's going to be great. It's at Destination Daytona in the Pavilion.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That's going to be great. Adam, I don't know if you're watching the Facebook, but at least you can hear it. Adam's going to be down there. I'm actually going to make a special trip just to come and see you again because I'm super excited about it.
I wish I was going.
And, yeah.
Are we on the air?
Yes,
we
are.
On the air live.
Oh, I can hardly hear you, Mama Dukes.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well,
you're not talking into the blue.
You're on the other side of the mic.
Hold on, let me twist my thing.
There you go.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
You're cranked up over here.
How do I sound now, Dave?
Yeah, you're a little better.
Oh, this is not. I don't like a little better. I want really. Better.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We want to hear great.
We're having technical difficulties in the studio. How's this? Is this better? I'm talking right into the blue light.
Yeah, you sound good now.
All right, Dave, can you hear me okay?
I can hear the guy, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, we'll raise my mic up there.
There it is,
Mr. Rizzo. How is that now, Dave?
It's a little better.
Okay. Well,
I guess I'm a little hot of hearing too.
No, but that's okay. No, it's great. I'm actually very excited about this show. Now, what year is this one? You've done this for a few years now. So is this like an anniversary year for you? 4 or 5 years? Which number is this show?
I'm sorry, I can't. You're echoing.
Let me switch with Johnny. Hold on.
Yeah, go to Johnny.
Come over here. Come hither.
I'm gonna stick my mic. Give me one sec.
One second, Dave.
Okay.
We're just having a field day tonight.
Yeah, you know, right. Why even better?
Adams does it for.
Yeah,
use Adams for.
How's this microphone now?
Use my mic. Use my headphones.
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Adam, you mind getting up?
Adam, sorry. All right, let's start over again. So what year anniversary is this paint show?
Well, this is the third year that we've done it. We started out 3 years ago in Daytona was our first show. So we've done them in, we do our first one in Daytona, then we do Sturgis, and then we do the Texas Rally in Galveston. And and we've added a new one this year. It's going to be the Cherokee Rally in North Carolina, which is in September.
Nice.
But, you know, our big shows are naturally Daytona and Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we're looking forward to Daytona. We've gotten a lot of response. All the heavy hitter guys are saying they're coming. The awards that we give are awesome. And I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I'm actually looking forward to it. That's the only reason why I'm going to Bike Week this year.
It's going to be. It's actually going to be a lot of fun. So now this is open to the public. Anyone can enter their motorcycle that has an amazing paint job. Correct?
Yes. You know, this is a custom bike show judged on paint jobs only.
Nice.
So, you know, it's open to anybody. You know, you can come with a bagger. You can come with a bobber. You could come with a pro street. You could come with a sport bike. You know, it's only judged on the paint job. So it's great. It's open to everybody. It's free to the public. And it's a great turnout. We have a really good time. It gives everybody a chance to showcase their custom paint jobs. And it's judged by a panel of custom painters from all over the country that I gather, you know, in at each event, and they judge the show. Jody and I just put the whole thing on and we keep it together, but we don't judge any of the bikes. So, you know, no one can say that they didn't have a fair shot.
So now who are the judges for this show?
The judges for this show, you would have to ask me.
Okay. Well, that I am, but okay, I can wait, actually. So
we got Bones from Eddie Trotters.
Okay.
Tony Larima, he is the big cheese at Seda Spray Equipment.
Nice.
And then we've got a guy from France. His name is Dom Noir, and he's a fine artist, and this is his first trip to this country.
Wow.
And he's going to be displaying some of his fine art, and he's going to be one of the judges, and he's going to give a piece of his art away to the bike that he thinks should win it.
Wow.
That's really cool.
So now how much does it cost to enter your motorcycle? You can enter actually the same day, can you not? You can register that morning?
It costs $25 to enter, and we give you a T-shirt. An event, you know, a Perowitz Paint Show T-shirt. And, you know, it's great. Sign up is from 10 to 1, and the show is from 1 to 5.
Nice.
That's
1 to 5 p.m. And then you and Jody just pretty much hang out and watch everybody else once you get all the craziness set up and done, and you guys can just kind of chill and enjoy it, right?
Yeah,
that's always
nice. You
know,
nice. We give out the awards about 4 o'clock, so, you know, you're out of there by 5.
That's great.
But, it's been a really it's been a great show. It gets better and better all the time, and we've got more and more sponsors. Twisted Tea is one of our sponsors, and they're going to give an award for the best twisted paint job.
Wow!
I want to see
and
that.
That's Daytona, there's many of those.
There are plenty.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you know, on the average, how many bikes do you think you have registered for your shows?
What, say that again?
How many motorcycles have registered for your shows when they do the paint show?
Well, we register that day. We don't pre-register anything.
So what do you...
But generally, in Daytona, we usually have anywhere from 75 to 100.
That's a great turnout.
I can honestly say that if you walk through the show, you won't see any bikes that you say, you know, when I go to a show, I look at everything and I say, well, gee, this bike shouldn't really be here. You know, this doesn't belong here. But in our show, I have yet to find any bikes that didn't belong there. They all were nice.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm
excited. Somebody like him to say that, that's immense.
And this is what the man does for a living, folks. And in case you weren't aware who Jody was, that's your daughter.
You know, we just posted today on our Perowitz Facebook page and on my my Perowitz Instagram page. We just finished the award for the best paint, and it's something that I painted. Actually, Jody and I both had a hand in it. And if you go on my Instagram page or our Facebook page, you'll see it. It's probably one of the coolest awards. It's definitely the coolest award we've ever done.
Okay.
And you know, people will be very proud to win it. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah, we'll definitely share that information on the Motorcycle Mayhem Facebook page for sure when we get done with you. We're having a couple little technical difficulties here. We do have a live feed going, but we'll definitely share that information. Now,
okay.
That custom-made trophy, who actually, you and Jody fabricated it together? Did you guys do it? Did you make it? Or did you custom order the trophy? Was it handmade by someone?
Oh, no, no. We make them all.
You do.
No, all the awards are done by, well, Jody and I both do one. I do one for best paint of the show, and then Jody does one for Jody's pick of the show or the best Perowitz bike. Any bikes that are that we have been involved in, they're not in the general show. They're just in one class, and it's Perowitz only. So, you know, we're not competing. You know, we don't want to compete with our customers.
Got it.
But all the judges will be they'll be painting trophies. All the trophies are custom painted items. So yeah, no, there's nothing that was ordered or you could buy off the shelf. It's all really cool stuff.
Yeah, so just getting that trophy alone is a piece of art,
yeah.
And no one else will have it if they win.
Yeah, exactly. No,
that's
cool.
That's an immense feeling to win something like
that's
that.
That's a cool thing to have, yeah.
That is fabulous. Oh, I'm so looking forward to getting down there. Oh, my God,
I'm
can't
so
wait.
Jealous.
Too
I'm
too bad.
Will you be back for Biketoberfest?
Are you going to do something?
So, Mama Dukes, you're going to be there for the show.
Yes, I am. I'm actually coming down just to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple of years, so.
Mama Dukes.
Oh, yeah, that's the woman on the other side of the door.
That's right.
I'm on the radio show, Dave. I'm known as Mama Mayhem. But on the outside of the door, I'm Mama Duke. So, yeah, I will be down there for sure. I'm going to come down
okay,
and see. I'm going to take some photos, give you a couple of free stickers, you know, promote the radio show.
And hopefully we get some T-shirts by then.
Yeah, I'll get some T-shirts for everybody,
yeah,
sure.
Right.
Some from us to give out.
Well, no, I'm going to get special Perowitz T-shirts. And. From Dave, right?
Oh, right
yeah,
Dave.
we'll have to fix you up with a Perowitz paint show shirt when you get there.
I will be wearing that for sure.
I'm gonna take it.
I love his New York accent. That's
Oh, stop. Yeah, Dave.
I know people have asked me, where are you from? New York?
Are you a Red Sox fan? Are you a Patriots fan?
Of course he is.
Patriots.
Yeah, it's really cold where he lives right now.
I can imagine.
Right, Dave?
Yeah.
Congratulations on the Patriots.
Oh, I know. They're unbelievable.
Oh, I don't know if he has.
He has a booth.
Adam actually had a tech question for you because of where you live and where your shop is located, because I stole his microphone and headset so he can't even hear. But he wanted to know, even though you have a temperature-controlled booth, does the cold affect your work sometimes when you are painting in the up in your cold, frigid weather up there where you live?
Well, the weather has been great here. We have had hardly no winter at all. I mean, we had maybe one big snowstorm, but other than that, I mean, it's supposed to be in the mid-50s for the next couple of days.
Wow. I know, I heard.
And you're heading to Florida.
Well,
I know.
It's great because it gives me a chance to test drive the bikes that we're building for Daytona. You know, we're always down to the last minute anyway.
Right. Yeah, you have a lot of bikes that you do bring. How many bikes do you normally bring down when you're prepping for this trip now? What does it entail? How many bikes are you bringing down? What do you got to do?
Say that again?
How many bikes are you bringing down with you to Daytona?
I bring the bikes down myself. I drive the truck and trailer, so we're bringing 10 bikes down.
Wow.
You know, in my rig. But, you know, most of them will be for riding. You know, we get down there to ride. We've got some new ones that'll be in the show. But, you know, most of the stuff, you know, we bring down there so we can ride.
You gonna ride the loop down there while you're there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that loop is cool.
I love that loop.
Yeah.
That's an awesome ride. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you got to check it out. And then whenever we go down to Daytona, you got to check out the loop.
Oh,
it's a beautiful ride. You get like the best of both worlds. You get beautiful houses, beautiful scenery, beautiful beach, all that.
And an awesome paint show.
And an awesome paint show.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except I'm going down there without a motorcycle, so I'm going to have to ride, on someone's bike.
Hey, that's right.
Dave, do you have an extra bike for Mama over here?
Yeah.
No, I want Jody to ride me. No offense, Dave. Listen, his daughter, right? She just broke a world record, a Guinness record land speed record on the salt flats, correct?
Yeah. Well, Jody's got 15 land speed records now.
Holy
and God. She's got one world record.
Awesome.
And she's the first woman to ever go over 200 on an American bike. And the fastest woman in history on an American bike.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're hoping to go
girl
faster
power.
This year. We've got a new bike, and we'll be headed to Bonneville in August to hopefully set some more records.
Oh, man. That's give us the dates, and we'll push that out on a show, too, man.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful. So let me ask you a parental question.
Uh-oh.
I know you're proud of your daughter for what she does, but
do you get
a little bit nervous when she's doing these record breaking feats of hers as a dad?
Well, I'll tell you this. I get asked this question 100 times, and you know, back at our old shop, you know, it was a big 2-story building, and when you have bike nights. Jody and one of the other girls would get up on the roof to throw T-shirts into the crowd. And I can honestly tell you, I was much, much more nervous seeing her up on the roof than I am at Bonneville watching her go 200.
Really?
Wow,
oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry to laugh, but that's pretty crazy.
Actually, I can understand that.
Yeah, I
really can. My son rides... too. He started riding a couple years ago, and you know what? As long as I don't see him on the bike, I'm fine with it.
I guess I
don't know if I handle that. My son wants to get a bike, and I don't know if I can watch ride.
I watch my daughter play goal in ice hockey.
Jody grew up around this, so not only does she ride them, she fixes them, she paints them. She's everything.
She sounds like she's better than Adam.
She
can get on
the show. She is. Yeah. Maybe
Jody's tip of the month would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Listen, if you want to call her, you can call her and talk to her on, you know, if you want to do an interview with her anytime.
Yeah,
I'll
speak to her when I see you guys on Wednesday, and then I'll set it up because her schedule is just as busy as yours, I'm sure. So
yeah, but no problem.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be glad to do it.
Thank you, Dave, so much. And we're really looking forward to seeing you down in Destination Daytona, right?
Yes, yeah.
The Perowitz Paint Show.
Yeah, anything you want to say to our fans out there, Dave, before we...
Well, just I hope to see you all in Daytona. And if you have a bike, bring it to the show. If not, come to and see all the other bikes in the show. But it'll be a great time. Destination Daytona in the Pavilion, Wednesday, March 15th.
Fabulous. Thank
awesome.
You so much, and you have a great night.
Thank you,
Dave. We'll see you Wednesday, Dave.
Okay, thank you very much, and I'll see you there.
Okay.
Have a good time. Go Yankees this year.
Okay. Go Patriots.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thanks,
bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What
wow.
a sweet
what
man.
A nice guy,
great guy, man.
Man.
Wow.
I love Dave.
I love that accent. I was like, damn.
And I'm sorry, everyone, that's looking at Adam's crotch the whole time with the video camera.
That
but,
was nothing.
Hey, I'm going to turn it towards my boobs, so give me 2 minutes here. 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I stole his mic. I stole his headset.
That's kind of funny that he's more nervous about his daughter on the roof.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's a dad, and he's a great dad. And let me tell you something. Do you guys remember the Discovery Channel, the Biker Build Off years ago, right?
Yes.
So that's when I actually first met him.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a thing down in Sturgis. This is pre-magazine and everything else. It was almost 10 years ago.
Right.
And
was that the time with Paul Yaffe?
With Paul Yaffe. So I have some really great photos of that. And actually, the photo of me, much they younger in my leopard pants with Mr. Perowitz in my album, was taken there. Just prior to me passing out from the 105-degree weather because... Yeah, I drank too much alcohol and not enough water.
You drank alcohol?
I did.
I just want to say that I was on the web on the Facebook page. There's a sick picture of Dave with Kevin with Beaner.
Yeah,
real cool picture
on
there, man. Go check that out. That's a sick picture.
All right.
Well, you know what? We're gonna go to the commercial real quick.
Yeah, let's get a commercial.
We'll
fix
we'll
this place
be
up.
Right back.
Fix this freaking place.
All right, I fixed it.
Why are we going to commercial? Hold on, we're not going to commercial.
We're not going to commercial.
You better go to commercial.
Oh, my God.
Whatever, don't
worry. Well, no, Adam's taking this thing. I got to get my headset working.
It
works. Just one side of it works.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to commercial.
It's the jack is no good.
I know, the one...
Why am I going to commercial? What the fuck going on here?
You stop saying what the fuck, you're live on Facebook right now.
No, I'm not.
You shut us off? My headset's not working.
What the
fuck? One side of it works, but not the other side.
I'm going to call up. I'm going to get...
Yeah, you call up.
Yeah, we're working before.
Well, I'm having fun.
Go live and
yeah, we're back right now. Hold on, give me a second here. We're having so many technical difficulties tonight.
Spell well, that. At least we didn't have any glitches.
Spell that, Johnny.
Yeah.
There we go. I got my
jack. Yeah.
I'm back. I got my jack back.
You want right over there?
Yeah, I need duct tape. Oh,
no, yeah, you gotta stop. Once it works, don't move it.
Oh,
shut the fuck
up, man.
Exactly.
Hold on, I gotta twist this thing on here. Are we on commercial?
No, I'm not on commercial, but
so we're having a
Johnny is so well versed in the board over there.
Yeah, no.
Oi, babe. Oh, thank you, Adam. That was nice.
Oh,
hey,
geez.
Listen. We have our little glitches and
oh, yeah.
Whatever, but
anyway, listen.
So we had a little interruption, and
yeah,
you actually witnessed Mama go a little mayhemish on the phone because I thought it was not appropriate at that time to receive a phone call
from the
person who called in prior to us speaking with Mr. Perowitz. So even though we appreciate everyone's phone calls and we want you guys to call in, send us real information, please. Thank you very much. And we will gladly share it with everyone when everything is confirmed 100%.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, not saying names, but thank you for your time and everyone's patience. And that's all I'm going
to
say.
Sorry,
so what else is happening down in Daytona next week?
There's so much going on down there. And so many sections to go check out. You got Main Street. You got the Beach Avenue over there?
Johnny's getting so excited and nobody gives a shit because you're not going to be there.
I'll be there in October when the weather's nicer.
Yeah. And no. Adam, where are you planning on going in Daytona? We already know we're both going to the Broken Spoke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're totally hanging there after the paint show, the Perowitz paint show, March 15th.
Yeah,
we're definitely hanging there.
I'll be at the Boot Hill Saloon, definitely.
Well,
and where's Geneva? Yeah. Geneva's at the
Boot Hill Saloon.
Boot Hill Saloon. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going.
I'll give you this, Johnny. If I'm not down in South America, I'm fucking getting in a truck and going down.
Well, then, go ahead.
Nice.
Fuck you, too.
Oh, Dawn, I'm so sorry. Johnny's very saddened that he's not coming with the gang. Oh, well.
I'll be there in October when you're all here.
I know.
Bye, suckers.
And guess what?
What was...
I'll be running the show. I'll be sitting in Johnny's chair.
That's right.
When he's down for bike cover.
I thought we were going to go someplace else while he was down there. We were going to
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Nobody told me that.
We're going to figure it out.
We'll figure something out. Well,
so, listen, prior to the show, I'm going to give a cheap plug to my sister's boyfriend's place down at the Shamrock.
Right.
Huntington Village, New York Avenue. Fabulous food.
That's a great bar.
Diane, if you're listening, because I handed out Motorcycle Mayhem stickers while I was there. Dawn, awesome bartender. Diane, awesome waitress. Yes.
And St. Patty's Day is coming up, so swing by.
Yeah, actually, the St. Patrick's Day parades are already starting.
Oh,
yeah.
The big one, obviously, in New York City on March 17th, but down in your local villages and area all across the United States, everybody's Irish from, like, the Sunday before St. Patty's to the Sunday after.
I don't know. Last night I was in the bar at some crazy Asian dude came in wearing a St. Patty's Day hat, drunk off his
mouth. Oh, really?
I'm like,
what? Was it Ed Chin?
It was Ed.
Keep that thought. Now we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
You like Axel?
Are you looking for a perfect end to your day's ride? Then stop by 1940 Brewery and check out some of Long Island's best local beers. Right now, offering for a limited time, Orange Whip 9% Oatmeal Stout on tap. 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue, Holbrook, New York, 1-631-533-4838. Or check them out on the web at 1940brewingcompany.com.
Monster Energy Welcome to Rockville returns April 29th and 30th to Metropolitan Park with Def Leppard and Soundgarden. Also featuring A Perfect Circle, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Seether, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, Coheed and Cambria, The Pretty Reckless, Highly Suspect, Nothing More, and The Offspring. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands, on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for GA, VIP and package tickets, additional information, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Village Connection Radio.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Hey, this is Mama Mayhem, and you are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on VillageConnectionRadio.com.
That's such an awesome tune, isn't it? You like that song?
Yeah, well, I can't hear you. Are you talking?
Yeah, he just put us back on.
It's over. We're back.
So, John, we're going to actually give you a call now that I just saw your post.
Yes, sir.
And we want you to tell us about your awesome Daytona trip riding from Georgia. So get ready. And
let's see what he says.
We love you, John.
Let me start with this one thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I love to hear you guys talk, because I'm from Georgia.
So am I. Can you tell?
Well, you're not from Georgia. You're a lying dude.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had to turn down my volume on your show. I'm not sure what's live and what's recorded, so I don't really care.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Neither do we.
But can you hear?
I just want to say one thing that Mama Mayhem, she responded to me a couple weeks ago, and I'm not going to get into any controversy, but I wish I could. But I got to tell you guys about some Daytona stuff, okay?
Yeah, that would be awesome, because that's our topic of tonight's show.
Daytona Beach Bike Week.
Okay, we're ready. I want to know what
I've turned down my volume, so there shouldn't be any feedback, okay?
Okay, thank you. No, you sound fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I love to hear you, son of a guns, talk. I'm from Georgia, and you can't fool me. You think, look at Mama Mayhem back there in that red stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you on my tablet.
That's all right. You can
so
look
anyway,
all
we're
you
looking
want
at it live.
Johnny, get your face out of this damn thing. But listen, John.
So anyway,
yeah,
here's my, look at you. Here's my story. Can I tell you my Daytona Bike Week, my first adventure? I was 10 years old.
Please do.
We want to hear it. He was 10.
I lived right close to Atlanta, Georgia, and I rode on the back of my dad's 500 Honda to Daytona for the bike week in 1972.
Wow.
Okay?
Nice.
Here's the deal. I had to throw that in. Here's the deal. The God's honest truth. I have not been every year since 1972, but some years I went twice, so
wow.
you can count me up, and I'll be there in 2017.
Sweet. You're going to be down there, John?
Pardon?
You're going to be down in Daytona this year, John?
Absolutely. We're staying at Ormond Beach, cheaper than you said, Nashville Bike Week.
Okay.
I've got to quit talking about Nashville Bike Week.
Yeah, stop talking about that.
No.
But yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about it in September. So I'm going to be there, and I just love to hear you guys talk. But anyway, here's the deal. The first year I went was in 1972, and a guy named Don Emdy won the Daytona 200. Back in the day, Daytona Bike Week was not about partying and all that stuff. It was about motorcycle racing. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started. Don Emdy won the race, and since then we've become friends. And it's just a cool place to go, and we don't want to pee-pee and moan about people about, you know, what's going to happen. Let's just go to Daytona and have a good time.
That's right. Good. So yeah. Listen, I am going to be down there for sure on Wednesday at Destination Daytona with Dave Parowitz, probably towards the afternoon, not so much in the morning. But I would love to meet up with you, and we can give you some stickers and all. And I'm going to meet some friends down there, too. And actually, on Thursday, I believe I'm going to be going to Steve Coe's place for his little annual Daytona event. I don't know if you're familiar with that man.
What's that at?
It's a private invite only, so shut your pie hole and you're not going.
Go.
No, nobody cares about you, Johnny.
Well, I can see you and I can not hear you.
I'm looking at it on my tablet. Yeah, it's a delay.
I hope there's an aftermarket feed or something I can hear you, but I'm going to be in Daytona from Sunday till the next Friday. My thing's flat track racing. Spread this to your friends. AMA flat track racing is going to happen at the Speedway on March 16th. It's going to be good. If you can, come out and email me or contact me.
And you said that's March 16th?
Yeah, is that the Billy Lane Sons of Speed is going to be there too, right? Isn't he doing a flat track there?
Yep.
I have to apologize from what I'm looking at and hearing. I can't hear your feed, but please contact me.
All right.
I think you should get together with Mama Mayhem while you're down there. Definitely.
I think I have a way to contact her privately, so let me do that, and we'll get back together. But I'm all into flat tracking. I'm absolutely against all the information, good and bad, about this Nashville Bike Week. Please let me say that.
Okay.
I am no fan. I'm no fan of the good stuff or the bad stuff about it. It's all bad.
Okay.
I hope it happens. Let me say that. I hope it works like he says. I hope it happens. I don't think it will, but just let me go on record as saying I'm not a fan of either good or bad. Okay.
All right, John. Thank you so much. And I'll see you.
I love your show.
Thank you. And I'll see you down
at
Daytona.
I love your show, guys. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
John.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye. I just want to throw out there, and everybody who's listening on Facebook, did anybody hear the phone calls?
I don't know, but they heard us during the commercial.
Well, they'll hear us on the radio. They did hear us. They heard Johnny talking and all the crotch views Adam got.
Yeah, well,
while I had the camera turned on.
We went back. That's why.
It was just... Okay, so anyway, but I'm gonna message John right now, because I have been in touch with him.
Yeah,
so
nobody heard the phone calls.
Well, they heard him on the radio show on the internet.
On the internet,
not on
Facebook.
Okay,
we'll share.
Yeah. Listen, Facebook is the add-on. We really want people to listen to the show. It's the radio program.
Yeah.
We're just adding this to it.
Yeah, if you're having a problem hearing us on Facebook, then go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
And you can hear the rest of the show live, and then you can listen to the archive show.
You won't see my big mug there.
No, nobody wants to see you anyway. So.
Nobody wants to see me.
No, seriously. So it's 9 o'clock. I want to rock, but I'm just like really pissed off.
Yeah, I'm pissed off too.
You know? Uh-huh. I'm not. 20 minutes ago, I had a great conversation with Mr. Parowitz.
Yes.
Good old Dave. I can't wait to see him. I'm so excited. I got to get my happiness back.
That's right. We got to get t-shirts by then, I hope.
No, we won't have t-shirts by then. My t-shirt guy's not a miracle worker. What the hell do you think it is? It's all right.
2017.
I'll have plenty of stickers.
Yes.
And I'll be handing those out for sure. Adam, don't move, Adam, because you're ruining my thing.
I know, me too. I'm plugged into the same
thing. Don't move a muscle. But anyway, on to Daytona, all the other things that are happening. Down in Ocean City, the convention center, Full Throttle Magazine of Florida has their vendor spectacular, their thing going on.
Right.
Hundreds of vendors down there. Indoors.
Yeah.
So it's rain or shine. Everything from soup to nuts all week long.
Right, right.
You can go down there and check it out. It's free to the public, free admission.
Nice.
Which is even nicer. Right. And you can really score some great things. And the parent magazine, Full Throttle of Florida, which pretty much started it all, Full Throttle Florida edition, yes, they are going to be down. They're putting on this whole vendor show.
That's awesome.
And it's great. So there's really a lot to do for everyone.
Right.
I really don't recommend bringing kids there.
I wouldn't bring kids there.
You know.
No way.
But like John, was saying, Daytona Bike Week originally started for the racing,
right?
And then it got into the party. Just about everything did. I mean, the hill climb was the big thing in Sturgis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started the whole thing in Sturgis.
I know. Speaking of Laconia, also.
Yeah, I mean, but it all had to do with the motorcycle racing, motorcycle hill climbing, and gathering, and then the next thing you know, it's people showing off their
rides.
Someone
cracked open a beer, and another guy cracked open a beer, and that was it.
And that was it. And then it became booze and boobs and music.
That's right.
But they still have the races going on down there in some areas.
Yes, they do. The track.
Yes, they do.
They have the
Daytona 200.
The 200, right.
The 200, and Adam's going to be there for that.
Yeah.
On March 16th, I won't. I'll be somewhere else.
The beauty part about Daytona is just so much to do down there.
Right.
Like the Cabbage Patch.
Yep.
Right?
Coleslaw wrestling.
The coleslaw. It's but a really... that's what cabbage is.
Dawn doesn't really like that too much because they don't show any tits. The minute the coleslaw coming down, they stop it. They've got to fix it. We were there.
They never did that before.
No, then they changed it.
Well, what they used to do was they would give the girls pasties to wear.
Okay.
So if the bathing suit fell off, you're not allowed to expose nipples.
No.
Not allowed.
Nope.
Not to say that I know that for a fact, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, not allowed to do that.
That's why
a lot
of chicks get them airbrushed.
They're airbrushed. You'll see a lot of chicks walking around, and there's a guy down there, and a couple people do it. They airbrush body painting. They airbrush fake things on the girls. Some look like dogs. Some look like... They're really elaborate butterflies.
How you like them puppies?
Yeah, exactly.
They walk around Destination Harley like that, all painted up all the time.
Yeah, and it's great.
We seen a girl at the Boot Hill one night. They were doing a wet t-shirt contest, I think it was.
I love the way Johnny wears his headphones, by the way.
They feel better this way.
Yeah, sure, that's what they said.
And she was going like this. The guy said, don't do that. She did it anyway. And the minute she walked off stage, the cops arrested her.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing, too. And just so you ladies are aware, there are cops that actually walk around with fake video cameras, and there are perverts that do the same thing, but there are also police officers.
Also,
show us your boobs, and as soon as you flash them, they arrest
bang.
You. So make sure you are pasty protected.
Isn't that entrapment?
Not really, because you're not supposed to flash.
That's intimidation.
It's not New Orleans.
You were intimidated.
You were intimidated.
And look out for the black guy with the snake. What? That guy, too. He walks around with this fucking huge python. Huge. Oh, you want to play with it? You put it on you, whatever? Oh, give me $10.
Fuck you. Oh, he's one of the characters in Times Square.
Yeah.
I've seen the gentleman with the huge snake, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just would say to him, is that a huge snake in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? I'm sorry, I had to throw that in.
But boom.
I want to see look out for the hamburger motorcycle. That's my favorite, obviously.
I've never seen the hamburger motorcycle.
The recliner one is pretty good too.
The recliner one I've seen.
There's a
few of them. And then there's a guy that actually has his whole entire motorcycle covered in bones, and it looks like a giant alligator or something.
Okay.
The tank is the rib cage.
Then
another guy's got this giant buffalo head.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
You've
seen him.
How about the boat? You ever seen a boat?
No.
It's like a little boat, but it's a bike. So it looks like he's got all like everything like, hanging over the boat.
The rat bikes are really cool.
The rat bikes are great.
Really cool.
Because they actually, I don't know if they still do it. They might. They like the Rat Hole show.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're still down. I haven't been in Daytona in a while.
But they move it all over the place, the Rat Hole. Never in the same spot.
I know, but it's always fun.
Oh, yes. It's awesome bikes you see there.
Oh, yeah. I have a good question for you guys and for our fans out there listening. I want to know, and I would love to get the fucking cars off of Main Street. Do you agree with that?
No, because I'm taking a car down there, damn it. Go fuck yourself. I'm driving there.
Me too.
All the way.
One of those assholes.
This girl is schlepping.
Dude, you're really
I'm riding from New York to Daytona.
No, wait a minute. If you have a car to look at, that's one thing. You see a guy coming down the fucking road in a station wagon, like, get the fuck out of here.
But see, I see what I do is I have somebody drive the car and I have a sunroof and I'm out on the top of the sunroof, you know, waving my pasty
like,
boobs.
I'm mama.
Saying. So, you know, it's like Mardi Gras for me, man.
You gotta give them a taste of what that looks like.
A taste.
You guys want to see that?
No.
John just fell
come
off
on,
his stool.
No.
Come
no,
on, her daughter
to...
and his son might be watching.
Yeah, I have kids.
Pardon me for
and
my
I'm
George
actually...
accent, by the way.
I'm actually really babysitting my nephew's one. My sister's in the Dominican Republic. Look how responsible I am.
Get the baby out of the closet over there.
Oh, my God. I'm like, here, watch a video. I'll be back in 2 hours. Going out for a smoke and a six-pack.
Yeah.
Oops.
You're smoking a flapjack.
Oh, my God.
She's going to go home and there's like an entire police force in front of her house.
Yeah, CPA is going to be there.
CPA's there,
Please, dear God. And my sister can't see this because she's in the Dominican Republic.
Why not?
Melissa, don't rat me out, Melissa. You know,
well, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Don't hire me as a babysitter. My name might be Mama, but I don't give a rat's ass about your fucking kids. No, I'm joking. I love kids. I love my kids.
Look,
I love
look out for the irresponsible babysitter over here.
No, I'm good. But yeah.
You know what? Also down in Daytona, you know what? You gotta look around because they also have a lot of poker ones down there too.
Poker?
I hardly even knew it.
There you go.
I was following you.
Thank you, Adam. No, but so you know they do have a lot of poker.
They do a great
rooms.
One.
They are having. Oh, this is very important because I actually attempted to do the ride, but my bike broke down. Karen Davidson. Granddaughter
of Holly,
yes, Willie G. She hosted the very first women's ride. They meet up at the Daytona International Speedway, raising money, obviously, for MDA, that Muscular Dystrophy Association is the charity of choice for Harley Davidson motorcycles, and they do a lot of fundraising events. But Karen had started this back in 2008, actually. Was the very first one. I participated in it, made it out of the track, and the bike freaking broke down.
Awesome.
Oh, damn Hollies.
But it was all right. I got the Leo Benetti there. Leo, I love you, Leo. He actually did what he had to do to get the bike back on the road, and I managed to make it back down to the convention center and saw all the ladies completing the ride that I had been in. But it was great meeting all the women. Riders, when I tell you for a first-time event, that parking lot in the back was filled with hundreds of bikes. We had the Motor Maids. You had all these other organizations. I think that was the first time I actually met Gloria Struck, who is a very well-known female rider.
Okay.
And her health has been a little off, so get well, Gloria, if you're listening. We love you. Right. But
we love you, Gloria.
Karen was great. It was a great event. They raised a lot of money for MDA, and they have continued to do it every year since.
Another
for
great
the women's ride.
Another great one is the Halifax Animal Hospital.
We and Adam actually worked for the puppies and the kittens.
They're doing that this year.
But that's the bike total fest.
No, they're doing it at Bike Week also.
You get a cool shirt too with that, man. But yo, what's up there, Chris Rubin? I hung out with Chris yesterday. We had a fucking blast.
Was Chris with you at the thing or the other thing?
Well, Chris was at the Icebreakers.
Icebreakers,
Chris. He had a good time. He had a lot of laughs.
I'm food deprived. I feel really bad.
I'm not.
I left my nephews alone.
You should go to Shamrock and get something to eat.
Yeah, Shamrock should deliver. You know?
No, actually, I should get a to-go package and bring it to the boys because I don't even know if they eat.
It's starving. Nana, feed me.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry, Dylan and Johnny. I love you.
She's going to walk in with a happy meal.
Yeah.
Take an unhappy meal.
Wait, no. John, you have leftovers. I'm going to bring that bag of chicken fried, whatever those things are.
Mama,
here you go, kids.
Mama.
Something fried.
He never has leftovers.
I know. No, but he actually did have leftovers, and I'm stealing them and bringing them home.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, there was so much traffic, boys. I'm so sorry. It took me so long. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
It's in the bathroom.
Have these cold, half-eaten fries.
George is down in Daytona, man.
Who's down in Daytona?
George Dickens.
I don't even know where our feet is.
George,
hey,
what's up, George?
Go into my name for now.
Why do I? I don't want to be you.
I shared it in Motorcycle Mayhem.
I know, but I'm looking.
Yeah.
Is it the little thing or the big thing?
Oh, it's the big thing, so they say.
We have two things going on right now. What do we got?
Well, yours on?
Yeah, mine's on too.
Oh, so is mine, but mine's hardwired, so I figured we're not going to lose that one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
We got two feeds going on?
We have two feeds going on, yes.
One from you and one from us?
Yeah, but I'm sharing it with us also.
Oh, my God, I'm so...
So now that's probably why nobody's hearing us, because they're all there watching the one feed and then...
George, you suck, by the way, that you're there.
Yeah,
already.
George, you suck that you're there. Yeah.
And on the anniversary of Dr. Seuss, one fish, two fish, three fish, read a Dr. Seuss. I feel like I'm in a Dr. Seuss book right now, but like a cat in a hat.
You've been babysitting too long, so anyway.
Holy crap!
Back to yesterday for a second.
I have a porn version of
with Chris
books,
Rubin.
Sorry.
We had a blast at over the icebreakers.
Oh, that thing you were at.
Yeah.
You should have been there.
I was
at so many things yesterday.
I don't know. That's why I asked. Which
I was at
thing?
A comedy show. Hold on. We got a phone call coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Is it a phone number?
Yes, it's Johnny's mom.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is John Fruit.
What's up, John?
What's
How
up,
are
John?
You, John?
Oh, I hear you guys talking about stuff that's going on all through Daytona, and I thought I'd let you guys know that I lived down there about half a year for a few years since my dad lives down there.
Right.
And there's so many things to do outside of Daytona besides in Daytona, like Cactus Jack's out there in Salt Springs.
Right.
Backwoods Smokehouse up there in Palatka. Go up to take a ride up to St. Augustine.
Wait a minute! You had me at Smokehouse.
Yeah. You're making Johnny drool.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna
pop
there. But yeah, Jeannie owns a smokehouse barbecue place out in the middle of the Ocala National Forest.
Okay.
And it literally is out in the middle of the Ocala National Forest. You know, There's a Grand National Cross Country race. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday out there in Palatka.
Okay.
So that's something you might want to check out, and off-road racing. So you got all that going on.
Yeah.
Go down, take a ride down to Cape Canaveral, check out the rockets and stuff like that also, you know.
Yeah, Cape. I've been to the Cape, actually, and I'm going to be in... where the hell am I going? Cocoa Beach, Florida first.
Yeah.
So
Cocoa Beach area, right. Yeah. I'll be up there helping Chris, since I don't work for the magazine, but I'll be up there helping those guys with the Cycle Source with their party on the 15th at Broken Spoke.
All right, and so then I'll definitely see you at the Broken Spoke on the 15th, because after I'm done at the Perowitz Paint Show, that's where I was headed. So
there's also,
that's what I heard.
Yep, yeah, I'm gonna be down there. Damn it, John, we can meet face to face.
There's also a chopper show at Tropical Willie's too.
Yeah,
Tropical Willie's.
There's so much going on.
You get a tattoo on you there.
I have plenty of tattoos.
Yeah, another one.
No, I can't afford tattoos. I'm going on this trip.
I'll probably be at Willie's with Chris and the guys from the Cycle Source magazine also.
Yeah, I'll probably see you over there.
So listen. Yeah, that's always a big show.
Do you know Mel from Hell? My woman, my very best
Mel favorite. From Hell?
Yeah, my very best favorite bartender ever. I met her almost 10 years back. And she was down
at I met a bartender last year up in Burnell, and I was going up to the Thunder Gulch one night, and I stopped at this little bar. And this girl's going on about how her car blew up and everything, and she decided that it overheated, and her check engine light come on, but thought she didn't have to put antifreeze on it.
he lived in Florida, he thought antifreeze was only good for whenever it's cold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is an R-U-F-K-M moment if I ever heard.
Can I ask, was she blonde?
Yeah, that, and actually she was a blonde, and yeah, that was a blonde moment, because I couldn't, in fact, I cannot wait, if she's working at that bar again, I am definitely going to stop in and
bring her
antifreeze in her car, you know?
And bring her two gallons of blinker fluid.
Yeah, blinker fluid. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in Flagler Beach or Brunel, but the dog pound is over there, right?
The dog pound's in between Flagler, right in between Flagler and Brunel.
I thought that's in Palm Coast.
No, on Route 100.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
that's on 100.
Okay.
There actually was a dog in there one night, and this guy stacked and up then, the dog bones on his nose.
Okay.
And eat it. It was a good time.
It had to do with food. Dog bones. Yeah.
Dog bones.
John.
It's the little things.
Thank God Johnny is not coming down to Dayton.
I will be there in October.
Because he would eat the budget away.
I will be there in October for Biketoberfest.
Yeah, mine.
And you know what? I will give a plug to the Full Moon Saloon. Go get your fucking pork chop there.
Again, with food. Okay.
That's
so you're going to be at Broken Spoke on the 15th, and then what are you doing after that? What else is going on?
Be at Tropical.
Whatever you want.
Okay. All right.
Take our girl out for the night. That's what we want you to do.
What, are you whoring me out?
Money's money. You know what I mean?
Well, let's not go.
Well, hey, Johnny, you seem to know your way around there. You know up there in Brunel where the fish sandwich shop is?
No, I don't eat seafood.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, it's like the biggest fish. It's like the biggest fish sandwich going. It's right there in the corner of that Brunel, that 100 and that would be US 1 and 100.
Oh, yep. Okay. I was thinking about the other bar of 100 and
A1A. He was thinking about A&W Roof.
A1A, that's right there on the beach.
Yeah, but there's a bar on the corner.
Yeah.
That
sells some really good peanuts.
All right, so Johnny. Anybody wants
Hey, then you also got to hit up the White Eagle.
The White Eagle, yes.
White Eagle, I've been.
That's on Route 1 past the dealer. You know, keep
that's out 1. Yeah, that's out 1. And then if you keep going towards through Brunel and get up there, then you got the Thunder Gulch. And Thunder Gulch is pretty cool, too. They got a lot of cool stuff going on up there.
Well, plus, there's a lot of bars the other way, too. You got, what's that one about the motorcycles in the trees and shit?
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't remember the name of the place.
Broken Spoke.
That's the Broken Spoke.
No,
you're thinking of the Iron Horse.
No.
That ain't it.
No.
Broken Spoke.
Way down.
No.
Yeah.
Broken way down
Spoke
one.
Has got them hanging down those trees.
The Last Resort.
The Last Resort.
The No Name Saloon down there. That's way down.
Is Pub 44 still open?
Pub 44 is still open.
Is it still open?
We were there.
John, Pub 44, they're still open?
Well, do you remember out in the land, on route, right off of Route 4, there was Rudy's place was right out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was down by the, he ended up moving, and he is right up in Daytona there, and I cannot remember the exact address where he's at, but he's got a place up there now. And
I got friends down
there. Yeah, Rudy's a good dude.
In Deltona, so.
That's where my brothers live.
Get out of town.
Yeah, that's where I'm staying. That's where I'm
Oh, my God. I'll give you the address. You can go say hello to my ex. He's in Deltona, too.
Hey, you want a trip for two in Deltona? Yeah!
Screw that.
I want to go to Bike Week down in Daytona.
Deltona's actually really nice, I wouldn't make fun of that. But
it's come leaps and bounds in the last 20 years.
Listen, so, John, I'm, really super excited, but I want to give you a little heads up. You know, all your talk about Promanti Brothers in Pittsburgh there.
Oh.
So it turns out, John.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, so here's our what the fuck moment. Don, who owns the studio that we are in, is in a band called VOX. And they were on tour. They're opening for, they're the tour support for Jeff Tate right now. Okay, Voices of Extreme.
Nice.
Guess where the band ate in Pittsburgh? Bada bing.
Bada bing.
Promanti Brothers.
Oh, jeez.
They're showing pictures of the sandwiches and this guy and that guy. We got Bobby Marks, Don Chapin, and the other dude, Stephen Miller. You met him.
Yeah.
Downstairs, Steve. The three guys in the band, and they're all eating sandwiches. How do you think they heard about Promanti Brothers?
Talk to us.
What do you think?
course.
You think they listen to the show?
They know John personally, I'm sure.
They were great. I saw them open for Jeff.
Well, hey, there's a Permane Brothers in Orlando, I found out, but it's not the same.
No. I'm not going to go there and have it ruin it for me. I'm going to wait. I'm going to road trip when I get back from Daytona.
You got to remember something, though.
We're going to road trip to Pittsburgh.
I have to make a statement here.
No, please,
Permane Brothers, I'm sure, was great. But we got Cat's Deli in New York City.
I thought they
not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same. You
guys
have
That's like saying I'm going to get a steak sandwich over at, you know, Rota's.
Wait a minute.
And not
you
go to Philly for the cheesesteak sandwich.
Food
Come
is
on.
Better than Pittsburgh than New York City.
I'm not saying it's any better or any worse. I'm just saying it's a whole different animal.
It's the water.
It's like eating
It's like eating pizza in Georgia.
Yeah, try to get a all right.
Hey, I'm from Georgia. Can you tell?
Go fuck yourself. You're not from Georgia. Don't you listen to Johnny D?
It's like having a bagel in Georgia.
Johnny, I'm so glad you called in and you're listening to this pizza. No, but I'm really super excited to see John. I'm super excited to see the other John.
Yes.
And super excited to see Dave Perowitz.
She's just all around super excited.
Man, I'm just going to be super excited.
You know what? Maybe I'll go.
Up and everything.
Maybe I'll go.
No, you can't go, because then it means you got to drive with me, and that ain't
Johnny,
happening.
Just get in your car and go down. Quit playing around.
Today's day your freaking life. Leave on Tuesday, come back on Friday.
Oh, I wish.
You and Johnny could do that.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I can't see anything else.
Fuck you.
John, guilt him. Guilt him. Message him later.
Are you going to miss anything up there in New York or what? I mean, what the hell? Just go down to Florida for a few days, have a good time.
I hate New York.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start it.
Can you call in sick?
Facebook campaign. Get Johnny to Daytona.
Yeah, really. But you're not driving with me. That ain't happening.
Can we do one of those?
He's looking. He's so sad.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe to Daytona.
No.
GoFundMe.
No,
yeah.
It's more like go fuck you.
Hey, I'll even take you out and show you some alligators.
Oh, that's my argument.
I'm gonna bring the camera, and John's gonna show me alligators.
Every time
if you
I
don't
go to Florida.
Somebody tries to push you in?
My mother lives in the Villages, and I never see a goddamn alligator. I complain about it every time. I had to pay.
You drive all the way through the Ocala National Forest from Daytona, and you never see an alligator. I don't understand. I live out there in the forest. I can show you alligators.
He's not looking for live animals. He's looking for cooked animals.
You know what? I did see.
I've seen alligators in Florida.
I've seen bears in the road.
What the hell's a bear doing in Florida? It's too hot.
There's a lot of bear down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen a bear.
Going from Daytona to my mother's house?
They're all selling lemonade on the side of the road.
That's iced tea. This iced tea tastes delicious.
John, don't invite it down there. I don't want you ruining my trip.
It's barely iced tea.
There's a water bear down there. Actually, a guy up in Astor got hit a bear with his motorcycle and got killed up there.
Oh,
a few years back.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, Johnny, not for nothing, you might not see a bear, but I guarantee you're going to get bit in the ass by one of those reticulated pythons that are floating around all over down there.
This in Florida?
Oh, they're everywhere, man. It's inundated
now. Oh, yeah.
I'm joking. I know. That's why I'm not living there.
Johnny, don't piss on the side of the road.
So after the show, I got to pick up flowers and candy for Dawn.
Oh.
You know, Daytona, honey. Fuck you, we're going in October.
See where you started, John?
Well, don't tell her you're going. Just tell her you got stuff to do.
Wait a second. Who invited her?
I didn't.
Oh, God.
I love Dawn. I would love Dawn to go, but we're all staying at Chopper Bill's.
Dawn
shout out to Chopper.
The
who actually should be listening into the show.
Chopper Bill.
We're crashing at his place. In that place I said I was staying at, I forgot Cocoa Beach first.
Cocoa Beach is far from Daytona, just so you know.
It's only 45 minutes. That's like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
from
in Daytona traffic.
Yeah, in Daytona weather, drinking Daytona beer. By the way, Daytona makes your own beer now, too. It's really good.
It is?
Yeah.
It tastes just like any other
do
beer.
Do I have to drink Daytona beer?
No, you can try
it. I really get the moonshine when I'm down there. I know a guy over at the Broken Spoke.
You know
a
guy.
Oh, hey, Mama Dukes, don't worry about it. I'll take care of the moonshine part.
Okay, thank you, dear. See?
John, you ever had the Daytona beer?
I got to clean out my chest.
No, I never had the Daytona beer.
You know what?
I don't drink beer.
No, okay. You know what? Hey, what's that?
I don't drink beer either. It's moonshine or nothing when
really?
I'm down in Florida.
You
yeah.
Moonshine, huh?
And same with Sturgis, too. I got my hookup down there.
I'm going to tell you guys something.
Oh,
you are going to see Mama Duke's breasts down there. All
yeah,
right?
You will.
I guarantee
one nipple and all. I only got one, but somebody will see it at some point, I'm sure, and take
a price.
Well,
the shirt's half off.
I don't know where she's getting her moonshine from down there in Florida, but actually, I'm really looking to open up a distillery here in Pennsylvania.
Well, oh, go nice. For it, man. Go
so
for it.
I have an idea on how it works.
Okay.
Tell her I'll flick her up some.
Yeah, no, I would love that.
And
actually,
we can promote you.
Promote John?
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Promote my moonshine.
Yes,
Pittsburgh
right.
Punch.
Now, the question is it illegal still? Or?
Yes, everything is all legal and everything.
Well,
that
that's what I'm working
on.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything
that's what I'm working on with the state of Pennsylvania right now. We're trying to get the legal permits and everything like that, and it's just a lot of red tape here in Pennsylvania. So.
Have Mike Axel work on that for you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That'll go over fast.
I was really waiting for John to say that, but I'm kind of glad But thank you. No, that's actually that's a great thing that you're doing because that's the best alcohol ever. How the racing started.
My
friend,
absolutely.
Mama makes it. My buddy Mama one.
Right?
No, he doesn't.
No, that's how our race car started. Was running.
Oh yeah,
rum
absolutely.
Runners. Get rum. It?
Wow.
Remember that? I'm aging myself.
Johnny listens, watches NASCAR like he eats seafood.
Yeah.
No,
why
they
making laughs all day?
You might as well be speaking Japanese right now.
Yeah. No, but that's how it started. So, but no, I'm looking forward to it. Now, do you make flavored moonshine?
Is that
like apple cider and peach? I have a friend of mine that does that upstate. In upstate. Wow.
Yeah, I got different flavors I can make and apple pie and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Oh, that's awesome. I like the apple pie one because it really does taste like apple pie. And when you...
It tastes just like apple pie.
It's amazing.
I just grew up on fruit punch, Kool-Aid, and moonshine.
And I'm into the brown sugar bourbon now, too.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring some of that down for you, John. I'm going
like
to pick up a bottle
apple
and I'll
pie.
Bring that down. You'll love that.
It gives you that warm.
Listen, I never saw that movie, American Pie, or whatever the hell that warm apple pie scene was from.
Well, it's just like... I work on pipeline here in Pennsylvania, and just like this little guy told me from West Virginia, he goes, that stuff will make you take back stuff you didn't steal.
Then you know it's good.
Shit, man, I might end up getting married.
And a hush.
John,
are
you going to ask her to marry
after
him?
I've had...
She only got one nipple.
Yeah, but it works twice as hard. But it works twice as hard as the other one.
Oh, my God.
Or I should say it gets twice as hard as the
other one. Mama's coming back from Daytona with 27 marriage proposals.
Yeah.
She'll poke your eye out with that thing.
I'll poke your eye out. That's right. No, seriously. What's that movie with Austin Powers and those chicks that the guns pop out?
Oh,
I'm getting in. Yeah, I'm actually working on somebody to do a prototype one for the left boobage.
Is that what
you're doing? So when people piss me off, and I'm going to say, see that? Look a little closer. You looking?
Hey,
pop
you know
that
what?
Barrel out.
Look at that. Johnny just shot his eye out.
Go check out the River Grill. That's an awesome little restaurant.
I don't want
too.
To stop talking about food because I didn't eat anything.
I like the River Grill. There's an alley in there.
We go from nipples to food.
There's an alley in that stands outside with a sign.
Does he have food?
Says come.
Yeah.
Says come eat me.
I've eaten alligator and it tastes just like squirrel.
You should have bought the squirrel.
Oh my God!
No, I actually enjoy. No, seriously, there's a place down in Florida outside of Orlando that sells alligator. It was the best alligator I ever had. It really was.
Compared to the New York alligator?
It was like you know, the bubblegum shrimp thing. You know, had alligator chips,
fried alligator nuggets, southern alligator.
And then you had a chocolate crocodile, right?
Right! Yeah, from that guy in Daytona with that python around his neck. I thought that guy's name was Long John... What's his face? Those porn flicks. He had a size of a snake. He could flip it over his shoulder.
Wow, that's really impressive.
No, really. Along with that, who is that other porn star guy with the mustache?
Oh.
He's really ugly.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, that's it. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, the hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Johnny's got a good video with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I got a good video with him.
I was beating up there the other day.
How do we always end up on
why
porn?
Is he called, to run Jeremy?
It's called binoculars and windmills.
Got a big cock.
It's called, it's called binoculars and windmills.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry for all you people listening to the radio show right
yes,
now. I really
no,
am.
Seriously, this is a motorcycle show.
Really. Yeah, really. Really.
She's apologizing. I'm talking about it now.
It's a 12-inch thing.
Yeah, but when I... A 2-inch, that's a 2-inch thing for all our St. Patty's Day celebrations.
This is mayhem. This is mayhem. Now you know why we call it motorcycle mayhem.
Fuck my life. Oh my God. Johnny, please stay fucking home and do not come down to Daytona. Really, I'll bring you back a dog bag. Oh, dog, whatever. A dog bag.
He'll bring you, she'll bring you back a dog in a bag.
Will it be a 2-inch bag or a 12-inch bag?
If anybody in Daytona wants to bring me any food, it's got to be from the Full Moon. If you got to check out the pork chop,
that would be specific.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's seven to bring him gifts, and he's being specific.
No, it's $70, and the pork chop is fucking big.
I'm just gonna fucking freeze dry that pork chop.
I like that place at the end of the inlet, Ponce de Leon. Remember with that one that's right on the water?
Yeah, that's called Caribbean Jack's.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, that place.
Caribbean, yeah, that's nice.
Josh, you amaze me with your knowledge of places for food and places to eat. What's your address? What's your address?
When's Dawn's birthday?
Yeah.
What's your anniversary?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Steakhouse.
He can't tell you, but he can tell you where they ate.
I can't tell you where we got married, but I can tell you where we got married.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. Okay,
so,
I'm stretching. By the way, I didn't get shorter.
John, thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah, man.
John, I will see you down at Daytona. I'll send you my cell number so we can stay in touch.
John,
I don't know. I think we lost him.
I'm calling back.
Would have hung up on you hours ago. John is very patient.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling him back.
I'm gonna. Why call him back? Don't torture him.
We didn't say goodbye.
Do not torture him.
We have to say goodbye. All right,
only you speak.
I can make that happen.
Yeah, I'm not talking. He probably had another call coming in, so just... If his message comes up, he might have lost his signal, too.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's all
John,
right.
John, I'm going to get to say goodbye to you, but...
Bye.
But thanks for calling in.
I'm not even monitoring the
call back
right
if you
now
if you want to.
Yeah. Sorry,
anyway, anybody else want to call in? 631-560-3416. That's 631-560-3416.
Can we do a commercial break so I can pee?
Oh, we can do a commercial break.
Thank you.
Make sure the mics are down this time.
Don't follow me into the bathroom.
Yeah, go follow me in the bathroom.
No, don't. Are you starting the commercial?
I'm going to start the commercial.
Be professional about it and do the right lead-in for it.
Oh, of course.
You know?
We'll be right back.
Hey, Chicago.
All aboard!
You keep on sounding, you keep on sounding.
Slam in the back of my Jaguar.
Are you
Chicago's biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley.
Kiss.
Get down, everybody.
Chicago Open Air Festival with Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Korn, Stone Sour, Slayer, Seether, Megadeth, Anthrax, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Meshuggah, Clutch, Behemoth, Body Count, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, ticket, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th. Chicago's biggest hard rock festival. Fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Are you looking for that one awesome night? Don't just party. Have One for the Road. One for the Road event services. From full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the Road event services. 1-631-790-1400. 0-4.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
If you want to call in, 631-560-3416. You got any good stories? You want to talk about Daytona? You want to talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about? We are here to talk about it. Mama Mayhem stepped out for a second, but she'll be right back. So what's up, Adam?
Nothing much. What's up, Johnny?
Yeah.
You fired your bike up?
I fired my bike up last week.
Lately?
Oh, yeah, nice. It started. I can't wait to get on that fucking thing, man.
Soon.
Yeah. Soon. We're almost there. It's almost ride season.
Are we talking now?
We're talking.
Yes.
What happened to that 3-minute commercial break?
Yeah, what 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I think I blew them all away. I was fucking cranking.
What did you blow? What did you blow?
No.
He blew up a car.
I'm really going to shut off my camera, I think.
Right, yeah.
We have like what? 20 yeah. minutes left? I'm shutting my camera off.
We have 20 minutes
that
left.
Out of crotch.
So,
my legs are closed. What are you talking about?
How does everybody like the show out there?
Well, we're going to have...
No. What? Oh. Jim Chinesi wants to show his tits.
What? I don't want to see anybody's tits.
Come on, Jim, show them. Let's see them.
Show us your boobage.
Just so you know, next week you guys are leaving, right? Next Monday?
Monday, yeah. I'm
so next Monday, we will be without... Adam, Margaret.
No, I'll be here.
You'll be here?
I'm not going down till Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
And I don't even know.
Then.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, I have Jim Chinesi is actually coming in to hang with us that night.
Jim Chinesi.
I know that guy.
So he has to wear a tight red sweater and stuff his bra.
Yeah.
You don't have to stuff it.
Well, he has to wear a push-up bra then.
He does.
Gotta push it up.
And what else? We got my friend John McGrath.
You have friends?
And his brother Stephen McGrath are going to come in and tell some of their stories, their experiences. Now these two guys.
Are you going to let them talk? Or are you going to talk about food the whole time?
No,
pretty much. Yeah,
well, it depends on where they were.
These two have actually done the Tale of the Dragon.
They've done the Tale of the Dragon a couple times.
They didn't.
They went out to New Mexico. They did a lot of cool shit, man. So okay. They'll have a lot of good stories for us. Plus, I'm sure they saw a lot of barbecue joints on the way out. Right?
Go ahead. Throw something at them. Go ahead.
Well, I can't right now. I can't. I'm not in the mood. I'm waiting for the Are You Fucking Kidding Me moment.
You want to do it now? Go ahead.
Do you now? No.
Well,
the moment? What? On the table?
Mean,
where?
Dawn's probably not watching. Where?
Yeah, Dawn watches all the time. Where I now? Love Dawn.
Okay.
It's Operation.
You have a moment you want to...
This whole fucking show, other than Dave Perowitz.
Yeah.
And my chats with John and John.
John.
Yeah. That was the best part of the show.
It was a crazy start
to the
show.
The hemorrhoids came back.
Yes, the 3 hemorrhoids
if
came back.
If you notice, I've been moving around a lot and sliding down because, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm staring at your breasts now.
Oh, no, they're sticking out.
Yeah, I was sticking up. I was like, wow.
And I'm wearing 2 shirts.
Perky.
And I got them, I'm bound up.
Wow.
So, I didn't even set my puppies free yet.
Set those puppies free.
Oh, believe me. I'll be the...
There's
a
GoFundMe page.
I have my outfit that I wear for Daytona.
You'll be Mama Booby.
Yeah, I have my long leopard jacket.
Mooby.
I wear lots of leopard. Mama Booby.
Mooby.
You know those helmet stickers that they have that people put on? And, well,
I've seen one.
I have one that said, my nipples get harder than most men's. Dicks, right? So, you know, because of what I went through 9.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
After that, I just crossed the S out. So, my nipple does get harder than most men's dicks. Just saying.
Next week we'll see that.
Yes, you will.
What's this wee shit? You're going to be up here. Yeah.
Adam won't see anything because you guys are going to... Well, Adam, when are you going down there?
Thursday.
I won't be down there. I'm going to have all this fun without you?
Yes.
Yes.
Screw you.
Easy. All easy.
Right. How are you getting all your right.
flight? Yeah, man.
Beginner.
Yeah.
What does that say about me? I'm driving my cage down there.
Put my ass on a fucking plane and get me there in 2 hours. I don't want to fucking...
No, I have a couple of back seats I can hang out on for when I'm down there for 2 days.
Yeah. Serving weights while the master beats.
Where the hell did you come up with that line of shit?
History of the world.
Mel Brooks.
Is that like a gun in your pocket? Are you happy to see me kind of thing? What movie is that from? Explain it.
History of the world, part one.
But I saw part... I have the albums.
Wow.
What's an album?
Kid at Cheech and Chong.
You know that big round thing that you put on that thing and you put the thing on
They're
it?
Actually coming back.
They are.
Yeah.
Actually.
You
huge vinyl. And seriously, no, huge vinyl. Down, we got this big grand opening coming up for Record Stop down in Patchogue Village, right across the street from the Emporium. Bobby Graw. Soon.
Yeah, then I've been looking forward to that. They've been at what, like over in Mastic Shirley area or something?
Yeah, they have. So, and they have a huge collection of vinyl, which is great, and other items.
Yeah, they've run a nice shop for many, many years.
I've always been
a
huge supporter of their music, and Bobby Graw, my good buddy, hooked me up with
Bobby
a nice Christmas present.
Bobby Graw.
For the honey, so that was
Bobby
nice.
Graw a lot. I know Bobby Graw a long time. Yeah.
Nobody cares, Johnny.
There's that moment of silence. It's like,
what
yeah.
the fuck?
They're all waiting for me to say that. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm ragging on Johnny.
They're opening up across the street from Emporium?
Yeah, right across the street.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're going to do some nice showcases with bands and CD signings and meet and greets and things like that.
Yep.
And then the performers will be across
over
the
there,
street.
And then they can hit the wine store afterwards.
Yeah, we were down that
Pope Liquors.
Pope. Oh, boy, and liquors.
Right. I was
liquor.
I was at Rum yesterday.
Holly even knew her.
Thank you, Adam. You weren't even listening.
We were at a place called Rum yesterday.
Rum?
Rum.
Oh, did they serve vodka?
Yeah.
No, rum.
Yeah. No Coke.
I don't drink rum.
Pepsi.
I ordered steak tacos, right?
Just one Pepsi. All I wanted was one Pepsi.
I said, I want the guacamole, right? So
Pepsi.
I got steak.
Shocking.
In a shell. No fucking lettuce, no tomato, nothing. Just a steak in a shell. I was like, what the fuck?
That's shell steak.
Adam, you're really talking a lot tonight. Yeah. I'm totally digging this shit. So now I'm really afraid because I am not going to be here and Adam is on Monday's show.
Are you worried your job's going to be taken?
Yeah, kind of. I'm a little concerned.
He got two nipples. We like the one
nipple. Oh, I don't know how you're going to get six guys.
We should get Jay Milliman here. He's only got one ball.
We should do our cancer survivor episode and have him come join
me. I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You got some ball on you.
That.
Yes.
Me and him should get together. He's got one ball. I got one nipple.
There you go.
It still works.
And you got a one-track mark.
No, it's all good.
I dig that a lot.
So it's a 9:45, and we totally forgot to mention our intro song, even though you sang part of it and ruined it.
Lex Gray.
Yes, and the Urban Pioneers. Go to LexGray.com.
Awesome,
LexGrayMusic.com.
Because I want to live in a factory, too.
Yes.
I do.
Mm-hmm. With your thoughts, you should.
Yeah. No, but seriously,
folks. Mason Jaw Factory.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad I have a sinus infection right now, and I can't smell any of you.
I'm a fan.
No, if he did, you would know.
Yeah. No, nothing.
There's enough vibrations to bass down there.
Well,
the fucking
box,
haze
yeah.
that comes out of him
yeah.
is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You want to talk about Nathan?
Johnny, I'm sorry, fans of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah.
I'm a little off tonight.
We're all off.
Oh, yeah. My God.
For all your babysitting needs.
Do not call Mama Mayhem.
Do not call me.
Oh, my God.
I'm really feeling guilty. Totally. Oh, but by the way, we were all invited back down to the Shamrock to celebrate our awesome fucking show tonight.
Awesome, hey.
Nice. Oh, so we're all going in now?
Yeah, so I might be a little later.
Kids, you're on your own.
I'm getting back home.
Where's Nana? At the bar.
At the bar.
What's the phone number?
I feel like this is an episode out of a Shameless.
So, let's. Does anybody have an RUFK moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sitting
she
on it.
She said it.
She's sitting on it.
You have one?
I did it already.
I'm going to do it real quick. My moment is I have a good friend of mine that I
have. That's a lie. You have no friends.
I have no friends. She's a performer. There was a cabaret show going on at the UFK Tiki in Patchogue. And I made my plans to go down there, see her and all my friends. I haven't seen her in a while. Fell asleep. I woke up at 11 o'clock at night. So I missed it.
That sucks.
And apparently there was like a little
Saturday.
A little episode that would have been really cool to see. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I go to Icebreakers. I leave. My shoulder's bothering me. I'm tired. My back, my shoulder, everything. I went home. Come to find out that that person that I had gone to go wanted to go see on Thursday shows up at the Icebreakers and happens to win the
Miss Full Throttle magazine contest.
Nice.
And I'm sitting home and I missed all the fun and I'm fucking pissed. Are you fucking kidding me?
And guess who freaking sent me Facebook messages the whole entire fucking night?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I leave. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I'm in bed now. I'm sorry.
Leave me alone.
Go.
Me and my wife.
I stopped sending you messages at 8 o'clock.
No, I know. I'm just busting your chops. Yeah. No,
maybe 11:45.
Mine. No, mine was the thing.
I don't know him.
You go first. Go ahead.
I remember mine from last week. I don't want to say it, but I can say it. Fuck it. We installed a new phone in the computer, a phone line, an 800 number, and we've been trying to get it to work. That's why I'm not using it tonight because I'm still not sure of it. So last week, before the show, I decided to call the show. And see if it was, you know, what it would sound like. Because Jim Chinese left a message on it. So let's see what it sounds like. So I look at my phone. It's not Jim Chinese show. All right, so I dial it. And these two girls answer the phone. So I'm thinking, there's a show going on?
It's ladies' night.
So I'm like, hello? They're like, who's this? I can barely hear him. I'm like, this is Johnny. They're like, who is this? Who is that? What the fuck's on the phone? This is Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem, the Jim Chinese show. What's up?
He called the whorehouse.
I called fucking iRadio.
Nice.
Our old phone number.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's asshole. That's asshat award of the night. You win the asshat award. That's not an are you fucking kidding me moment. That's an asshat.
I got a better one. So we left a message on the answer machine. Not ours. Over there also. Jason did that.
I'm not even gonna say it.
Listen, we're sorry for No, it's all good. Everybody's shows are great. Can you just like take that phone number now out of your phone you don't do it again or butt dial by accident?
Yeah.
They're gonna get like really pissed off. All right, Adam. Yours.
Mine, Johnny said it. I was supposed to, my girlfriend was flying back home Saturday night. We were supposed to go to Revolution and stuff like that. We ended up going to Revolution, but in the intro, I'm like, I got time, she doesn't get back till so much, such and such a time. I'll just, sit on the couch. With that, I fucking pass out. I woke up like 2 hours later. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Kim was sitting at the airport for those 2 hours?
No. I wasn't picking her up. No.
Oh,
but,
God. Wow.
I'm sorry. It was funny.
Well, you guys really suck.
I know, right?
Yeah,
guys do
really
suck.
You're really pathetic.
Guys,
seriously.
Do suck. You know?
All of us?
Yeah.
Well, no. I love you all.
You sound like Ozzy. I love you all. Let's get fucking crazy.
Let's get crazy. See you in Daytona. I'm so excited about Daytona and that you're not going, Johnny.
You never know.
You never know. That's right. Yeah. Wait till October comes. You won't be like, oh, man, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. No, I don't want to.
By October, we'll all be like, thank God he's gone.
Exactly.
No, I have a lot of things going on in October that I have to cover for us. So I'm actually going to be behind the mic when you're down there.
Right.
So I'm going to...
Plus, I'm in Chicago also.
You're going to Chicago?
Chicago Open Air.
Oh,
no,
that.
You can't go. You gotta be.
You gotta be here. I'm not going to Chicago Open Air.
He didn't invite any of us to that either.
That's all right. I don't want to go with Johnny when he goes to those things. He doesn't really behave very well.
He's not well behaved.
Don't listen to Deb Schmidt. Deb sends me
everything you do. So, no, I'm joking.
He's got pictures too.
I know. It's all your pictures that you post.
I actually saw Deb Friday night. She like took a couple of shots with us and crops me right out of the picture.
She wanted to know whose tits they were with the sticker.
I can't say.
No, don't say it on the air. No. That's why we don't take pictures of the heads. We only take pictures of the boobs.
No identifying marks. Sorry about those tattoos.
I don't have any boobage. Well, I do actually have a tattoo of a nipple to replace the nipple, but above that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. And it's pierced.
Really?
Yeah.
The tattoo's pierced?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
I know, because I don't have the balls to get a real piercing on my nipple.
Oh, it's a tattoo.
It's a tattoo of a nipple pierced. Yes.
Since it ain't real, we can see it, right?
No, you can't.
Show Joey a picture.
Actually, if you go to my personal Facebook page, there are pictures of me getting that tattoo. Will Walker did it for me when he before he worked for a Michelangelo tattoo.
That's a really big thing now with the tattoos and the breasts, and mm-hmm. it's awesome to see that it's giving people, the women, and the empowerment.
It gives us a huge confidence boost. And what I loved about the New York Fashion Show,
they showed a little.
They
bit.
Had the women come out with the specialized lingerie for women with reconstruction and mastectomies, which is great. And there were a lot of women that opted not to do reconstruction like I did and just got their whole entire chest tattooed with these beautiful works of art. So, you know what? We may not have it up there, but I still got a mouth and I still got a hoo-ha. And everything works.
Man, you have a mouth.
And on that note.
I do.
On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Yeah. All right,
we're going to wrap it up. We just
want to remind people, the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation, Kevin and Tim are doing their run in a couple weeks. Best of luck to you guys. Everybody support that. The LH Scholarship in memory of Michelle Broadley. It's April 29th. Go support that. ALS, cancer.
Fuck ALS.
All of it. Support everything and help it out.
Every little penny helps, right?
Yeah, go to the GoFundMe pages on everybody and help.
And when you
renew
your driver's license,
organ donorship, folks,
check it off.
It's right there on the bottom of your form. It's nothing that you got to worry about.
If you live the mayhem life,
that's right. Also, check out all the great shows we have on the station. Steve Miller, Throwback, and the Sports Show.
Ladies Night Out.
We got the Jim Tanisi Show, which me and Adam are on.
Right.
It's Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock.
Village Connection Radio. The Mixler is 24-7.
Yes, Village Connection Radio.
Quick shout out to Ed Shin. Keep a lookout for him.
And when you
do see him, contact ICE.
Yeah. Ed Shin does a lot for this station.
He does.
Ed Shin is an amazing. Him and Kate Fox are doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
man. It's really good stuff. And
we love Ed.
Props to those.
But I still say fuck you, Edgin. That's right. When I see you, in a loving way.
Check out Three on the Throttle.
Three on the Throttle
on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. Don't forget them. Village Connection Radio
is going to be live on YouTube.
Yeah. We'll be live on YouTube soon. So I think it'll be great. So listen, I'd like to thank Mr. Jim Tanisi for letting this all happen. Because if it wasn't for Jim Tanisi, me and Adam wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have started this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Savali, none of us would be here.
None of us would be here.
Well, thank you, Jim Savali.
And
a big shout out to Dave Perowicz for calling in tonight.
Dave, thank you for calling in.
And thank you, All Music, for this lovely equipment.
for all your equipment needs and all our sponsors. We thank you.
And have a good night.
It's a two-wheel thing.
It's a two-wheel thing. Some of us will see you next Monday. Good night.
Ciao.
Hey, check this out. If you play guitar, bass, drums, sing, or play keyboards, all your music needs can be met at All Music in Plainview, New York. Check them out at their website, allmusicinc.com, and find them at 397 South Oyster Bay Road in beautiful Plainview, New York. Their phone number is 516-433-6969. Rock on.
This is Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and you are listening to Village Connection Radio.
www.mortorcyclemayhemradio.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.